We have nothing today under 7-0, dangerous or unsightly. Under economic development, 8.1, we have an unsolicited proposal, courthouse recommendation. Councilor Muse.
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality accept a proposal from the Queens County Museum to program the courthouse at 137 Church Street, Liverpool, and approve the facility user agreement as per attachment 1 of this report.
Seconder, Councilor Fisk. Discussion, Councilor. Councilor Fancy.
Okay, I'd like to make an amendment to this, just a small one, just because of things like what Bill Cox has said here. I think this is a great fit. I mean, it's a good thing for up there for what we're doing. But Bill has says here, we're saying, okay, with monies and how things cost and what's it even going to be the cost for us and things, that it just have the opportunity for the region to be able to use it when it's convenient and how it can work. I'd like to look under, under the agreement and under number 2, municipal covenant, municipalities covenant, and add E, and the municipality will maintain their right to use the courthouse for events and rentals while working with the museum. Do you need that written and brought to you?
I'm not exactly clear, Councilor Fancy, exactly where you want to insert that and exactly what you want to insert.
I thought I made it clear. I didn't know.
No, if you could focus it again so I can follow you.
Okay. It's in under number 2 of the agreement. It's got A, B, C, D, the right in commons with others to use the courthouse. The business may receive all revenues, and then the municipality would continue to maintain insurance. And then the next one will be the municipality will maintain their rights to use the courthouse for events and rentals while working with the courthouse, with the museum, sorry.
So I'm going to back you up because I can't follow where you're actually talking. So I'm on the agreement that I have in front of me, mm-hmm. and I'm under number 2, municipalities covenants, or are we under a separate section?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And under municipalities covenants, we have A, B, C, and D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're under which one?
I'm going to go E.
You're going to add an E. Now I'm following.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your amendment is to state under E?
Yes.
And do you have that in writing?
Yes, I do.
Can you circulate that or can you?
I can, yes, or I can bring it up to the front or whatever.
Can I, there was a few changes and I think it might be covered in pen.
Yes, I'll ask the CAO, and I don't want to break into this out of order, but I think that we have an amendment on the floor by Councilor Fancy. The question that I would have to that amendment, do I have a seconder to that?
Seconder.
Councilor Frelick, a seconder. Okay. Can we take a 5-minute recess to pull up a written copy of that for us to have? I'd like to recess for 5 minutes to put that together. And sir, call the meeting back to order. We are now under 8.1. We have a motion to amend. Moved and seconded.
Okay, since we reworded this, do we need to, how do we?
So you have a further change to your original motion to amend?
Yeah. See, the problem is that we got this morning and looked at it and we just want to tighten it up.
Yes.
Basically,
I understand, Councilor Fancy.
So
I understand
this is something I'm trying to bring in from left field.
So the procedure, as I understand it, would be that if you have a further amendment to your motion, then you would file and move a amendment to your motion to amend.
Right, okay.
Are you so prepared to do that?
I am. I would like to amend to the main motion that was circulated under, what's it? Is that a amendment to the amendment? No, I don't know, I'm lost.
It's an amendment to your motion.
Right. It's under 8.1. Under 8.1, which was circulated this morning, which would be under, three N. That's what it would be, that's where it was in. Because it will say the municipality will maintain its right to book and use the facility. So we've got that at no charge with advance notice. So that's what we've already got there. But in addition to will come on, advance notice is defined as 72 hours, during which time the business is not permitted to book a competing event and or rental. Moreover, the business is required to provide the municipality schedule of use regarding planned events on a monthly basis, and that any revenue generated from said use of the facility originating from the municipality's initiative shall flow exclusively to the municipality. It's just a tightening of the of what that's saying.
I understand you now, Councilor Kane.
Okay.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder to the motion to amend? Councilor Fraley. So I have an amendment to the motion previously moved by Councilor Fancy, and you have heard as it states. Do you wish to speak on this amendment, Councilor Fancy?
Again, as what I was saying, it's because it's just running into a business and thinking this is a great thing. I mean, to have another museum to be able to display what we have is a good thing. I mean, it's good to have all these things. It's just running into it as a business. And as talking before, like we talked about with partnerships and things, it'd be more like a partnership. Again, we may never use it, but maybe it's an opportunity to be able to look at and generate money.
Understood. Any other counselor? Councilor Kelly?
Can I be clear then on this? And I understand that it says that the municipality maintain the right to book, so it's the municipality to book for their own use and not book on behalf of anyone else to use that facility. If the municipality wanted to hold a meeting there, for instance, or a presentation or something of that sort, the municipality would book it, but it's all about the municipality, the region, booking it and using it, and if there's revenue generated that it comes back to us, but we're not booking it on behalf of anyone else.
Good inquiry. I'll ask the CAO to clarify, please.
Okay. It is a good inquiry. I would assume that it actually means definitely that, but I would have assumed if we had, and I was just trying to think of an example, let's say we, I'm trying to think of compatible use, let's say we booked a reading of a new book or something, we were charging tickets for it, we were programming it using the facility set up as the museum has it set up, but we were hosting something and collecting a few bucks for that, I would assume that would go to ours. So that would, I guess that would be an example of the municipality using its own use, but so if we did, I'm trying to think of the application. So I would have looked at potentially a little bit more broadly than that, but clearly it would have to be clearly, my assumption in looking at this, the way I would interpret it, is we're not going to ask the museum to make any changes to roof stuff. They don't have anything booked at that time of year that we're able to do something in there or let somebody else book. Like, what was the Queen's Manor had that event where they did that art and things like that. And I'm assuming that's the sort of thing that the counselor's talking about. So just to enable other use I'm assuming that the revenue is minor. We haven't seen any big revenue ideas for things for there, so that's my assumption.
Councilor Kelly?
What I assume then that that would be revenue that would be generated by that particular, if it's a fundraiser for the manor, then the money would go to them, not to municipality. So I'm to understand from this, if the money comes to municipality, it's a municipality initiative and municipality-held event, and not booking for any other not-for-profit or community organization. Because wouldn't that, if we're in a lease agreement with the Queens County Museum, that's up to them how they use that space to book other events in. As we know from the proposal that they wanted to allow weddings to happen there and maybe other things to book in, which is compatible with the space and how they want to use that space, that this would be just the municipality wanting to use this, because if it was anybody else, then they would go directly to the museum to engage into an agreement with them to book that space.
And that would be my understanding, Councillor Kelly, as well. Councillor Fancy?
Yes, and again, it's, what you were saying is absolutely right. It's giving the museum the freedom to do what they want to do. Because when you look at the last, it's going to say facility originating from the municipality's initiative shall flow exclusively to the municipality. So it'd be kind of silly to book somebody in and then take their money from them. Because money's going back to the municipality, so it has to be something that the municipality has initiated and the flow is going back.
Councilor Kelly?
I'm sorry that we keep going back and forth with this, but again, it keeps being mentioned that the municipality is going to book it for somebody else, and this is strictly an amendment, which is what was originally stated in the agreement under N, the lease agreement, the amended one, that the municipality shall be permitted to book the municipality for its own use at no charge to the municipality with advance notice. So we've defined advance notice, but then added here that the municipality could book it. And I just want to clarify, the municipality is only booking it for their own personal use for meetings or whatever else the municipality would be using that space for or need a space to hold an event, a municipal-run event, and not booking it on behalf of any other not-for-profit or business or any other that would be between the Queens County Museum as the leaseholders of that particular property. Can I just?
I think it's clear in the first line of the amendment that the municipality will maintain its right to book and use the facility. So the intent is municipal use. I don't think we're going to become appropriate for other groups or businesses
to get
in there. That's not my intention or understanding of this amendment.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
So is there any other discussion on this? Okay, I'm going to give you the process I'm going to follow. We're going to take a vote on this amendment to the motion which Councillor Fancy had made. Depending upon the result of that vote, we're then going to take a vote on the amendment motion that Councillor Fancy made originally. And then, depending upon that, we're going to take a vote on the motion that Councillor Muse moved, be it amended or not, depending upon all three votes. Are you with me?
Yes.
All right.
Mayor.
Are we ready? Yes, Councillor Fisk.
Just repeat the first part of that, please.
this is a bit extraordinary, and I want everyone to be clear to the council. The vote that I'm going to take very shortly will be on this amendment that you have in front of you. If this should succeed, then it will amend the motion that Councillor Fancy moved for an amendment. If that succeeds, then it will go back to the original motion as amended. So we're going to have three votes on this before we're done. Are we clear? Good. And I expect the gallery's clear. And we're all going to speak up and hold your hands high for these so I can count them correctly. Okay. Are we ready for the question? So this is the question on the amendment to Councillor Fancy's motion. All those in favor of the amendment? That is unanimous. So now we'll have a vote on the motion to amend as amended by Councillor Fancy. All in favor? Unanimous. So now we're back to the original motion as amended. And is there any further discussion on that motion? Are you ready for the question on that? So this will be a vote on the original motion by Councillor Muse as amended. All those in favor? All those opposed? We have 7-4-1 against. It does carry. Thank you very much. Exciting activities at council today. Congratulations. We will move on now to 8.2, SoShore Wren newsletter, which is provided for information purposes. Any comments by councilors on 8.2? Hearing none, we will move on to, excuse me, Councilor Kelly, do you have a comment on that?
No, I'm just waiting to get up to speed there.
Okay.
Sorry, I missed.
Nine.
We are going to now move to number nine, 9.1, Committee of the Whole Meeting Protocol Recommendation, Deputy Mayor McLeod.
I move that Mayor David Dagley be permitted to participate in discussion during Committee of the Whole meetings without the requirement of having to vacate the chair, provided that the mayor hold himself to a higher standard than other councilors regarding duration and frequency of speech, meaning 1, the mayor does not seek to bias the direction of discussion, and 2, the mayor limits himself to no more than 3 minutes of speaking time in each instance of participating in discussion, and 3, the mayor does not participate in discussion more than 2 times unless each council member has had and acted upon their opportunity to speak.
Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councilor Mews? Councilors? Who would like to speak? Have comments? Are we good to go?
We're good.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? All those opposed? 7-4-1 against. Thank you. It is passed. 10.0 Engineering Works. 10.1 Region 6 Solid Waste Management. Scott Vaughn coming forward. Would you like to take the lead on this?
Sure. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Region 6 Solid Waste Management proposed budget for the year 2017-2018.
Second. Councilor Fisk. Scott, would you have any comments? Would you like to brief us on this?
Okay, the budget for the Region 6 Solid Waste Management for the fiscal year 2017-18. Just a little background. Region 6 Solid Waste Management serves 13 municipal units, including us, the Region of Queens. This budget comes forth every year, and some of the highlights, municipal contributions for the upcoming fiscal year for the Region of Queens are projected to be $10,974 for the slight increase. Enforcement money as well, we're looking at a decrease from $100,000 per region to $89,560. Due to some of the more populous areas getting a little more. That's pretty much the only changes that are coming forth in this budget this year.
Any questions or comments by councilors? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I know in the past there's been, and I'm looking under the education aspect of it, it seems like we're kind of, is that decreasing over time from monies from Divert Nova Scotia?
Education?
Yeah.
It's down a little bit. They're still maintaining, I believe, a certain amount of hours. It didn't go down much, Susan.
No.
That's their focal point, is education.
I remember years ago, before Region 6, we had a local office here, and we were getting,
yes,
seemed to be getting more educational opportunities and more information out to the public about,
mm-hmm,
recycling, reusing, and about, you know, the issues that we have, littering, that sort of thing.
Yes.
So we have to be vigilant and make sure that we do continue to do that.
For sure.
And find the money somewhere in order to educate the public in all aspects,
yep,
of waste management and also offenses and littering and that sort of
yes,
issues that we have. And I would suggest that we encourage them to have more monies available to community groups, as we have excess monies before in their community fund program that they did, they then canceled that.
They did.
But I think there might be monies elsewhere in the budget to kind of make up for that loss.
They are looking at those avenues, yes.
And also, the monies that we pay, do we get that back in diversion credits, or is it, this doesn't come off our tax dollars, is it? Comes off the diversion credits?
It doesn't. No, not the diversion credits, no.
Oh, whatever credits.
Not even related to the diversion credits.
Nothing, okay.
I do net it.
Pardon me?
I net it against the transfer.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really not on our tax rate, is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Counselor Kelly?
Yeah, well, being new to council, I don't understand as much about all this as Counselor Cloud does and diversion credits and all of that stuff, but I would, could you just elaborate? I think I get the first part, the fact is that there's 13 municipalities and they all contribute $10,974, which is an increase of $284.
Yes. That's based on population as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But oh, so is that an average then? Each municipality contributes differently?
Well, some would pay more. It's a population base.
Okay, but ours, I guess, is increasing by $284.
Yeah.
Our contribution. So the second part of that, then, the provincial enforcement money for the entire Region 6 area. What is provincial enforcement?
Provincial enforcement, that is money. That started about 4 years ago. And it's to help municipalities develop and enforce their bylaws or revise, which we all did over the last 3 or 4 years. I think everybody's done now. So that was money to help with that. Any equipment you would have to aid in enforcing your bylaw.
And that is given out by Region 6?
It is so.
And shared amongst the
shared
municipalities?
Shared amongst the municipalities.
Again, based on population?
Well, yes, the bigger populations such as HRM,
okay.
CBRM, they would get a little more.
And that's so they're giving less money out,
yes,
for that. So based on our population, we're going to receive $12,707.
That's what we received last year.
Oh, that's what we received,
yes,
last year. So
yes.
Region 6 decrease from, so 89,560 is what they're dividing up between 13 municipalities?
Well, what that says, Councilor Kelly, the 100,000 was given out in Region 6 last year.
Yes.
Our share of it was 12,707.
Right.
This year, we'll be looking at 89,560.
Divided among those,
yes,
municipalities,
yes,
based on population.
Exactly.
Right. And that money is what we use,
that's
to
what
do
we'll
their,
be, that
our,
will,
and
that,
that's what Councilor McLeod was
that
referring
will be divided
to as our education piece, or?
No, that's for enforcement.
Oh, for, sorry,
yes,
for enforcement, right, okay. Which is pays for the person that goes around and checks the garbage.
It helps
bags,
that too, yes.
Yeah.
It aids,
okay,
aids that as well.
Okay. Do we know right now what the amount is that we contribute to that? What's our total that we put into enforcement? We got 12,707 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what we put with that from the region? What we contributed to that for our total?
Well,
enforcement,
that's in our
budget.
It's different areas. Your curbside inspection. Yes, mostly curbside inspection. You know, in the promotions and what's it called? Promotions and. It's mostly promotions and education. That's the budget line item that affects.
Okay, but that do we only spend that much money on that?
Oh no,
we spend
more than that. That's just to offset the cost of that.
Right. So what I'm asking is, do you know what the total budget amount is that we normally spend on enforcement?
Every year, right now, I believe,
yeah,
it's $17,500.
Okay, thank you,
Councilor Kelly. I think all of the particulars can be provided to you exactly to the dollar by staff. Any other councillors? Okay. Are we ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? We'll move on to 10.2, landfill tipping fees, and we do have a revision to that recommendation that's been circulated, and it does include the blue bag recycles, which wasn't in the previous one. So I would ask Councillor Johnson, take the lead on this.
I'd like to make a motion that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the tipping fees as presented for solid waste disposal and contracts for residual municipal solid waste, sort construction and demolition material, mixed construction and demolition material, metal and white goods, blue bag recyclables, and contaminated soil, effective April 1st, 2017.
Seconder, Councilor Fisk. questions by councilors? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor? It is unanimous, thank you very much. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
So we now move on to 11.1. I would ask Councilor Kelly to take the lead on this.
That the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approves the Administrative Policy 9 respecting tax exemptions as amended, copy patched.
Second. Councilor Fraley. And I would ask our Director of Finance, Jennifer Keating-Hubley, to give us a quick briefing on this.
This comes forward to Council each year. We move or adjust the maximum amount for the income for households according to the CRA website. We've left it at the $250. The previous years it was $200, the exemption. The $250 was changed about 3 years ago. I have increased the budget amount as well slightly this year. We've had a little bit more uptake. It's probably a good thing, you know, helpful. It looks like we're going to be closer to $63,000 or $64,000 instead of the $61,000 ending this year, so we've allowed in the upcoming year's budget $65,000, just to make sure there's a little wiggle room.
Any questions or comments? Are we ready for the, yes, Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I just think it's a wonderful program for our residents to be able to take advantage of tax exemptions and the financial, is the financial burden on them, so this is really good for us to be able to provide that. And
it's
not all municipalities offer that.
It's true. And we always make sure that we update our list accordingly, that we're in line with the other municipalities, or at least the neighboring municipalities. And there's a provincial portion as well for seniors, the same thing, kind of a low income. And there's an avenue for them to receive credit towards their property taxes through the province as well.
Any other questions, comments? Are we ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? We have nothing under 12.0, Recreation and Community Facilities. Moving on to 13, Planning. Under 13.1, I would ask our planner, Mike McLeod, if you would come forward.
Recommendation that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve Councillor Heather Kelly as Chair of the Planning Advisory Committee with a term to expire on October 31st, 2018.
Second. Councillor Fraley. Any questions or comments of councillors? Are we ready for the yes, Councillor Fancy?
I should just ask, it's the same thing as was talked about. Is do we bring this here, or don't they just do approve it? Don't you just do that on your committee meeting?
I guess as per policy, councillor, it's the council or the nominating committee appoints the chairs of the planning advisory committee. So that's this is as per policy.
Okay. Any other questions, of councillors? Okay. Ready for the question? All those in favor? Thank you very much, and thank you. We'll move on to 13.2, being deferred to Committee of the Whole. We will not deal with that today. 14.0, reports. For information purposes, we have 14.1, RCMP, monthly report. Any questions or comments of councillors on the RCMP report? They had a public open house at Queens Place and Mirror Center last evening, and residents attended, as well as a number of councillors, and they explained their service delivery. And we're very, very lucky in the region of Queens to have a quality police force. four says such as the RCMP providing their services. Councilor Fancy?
I should also add too is one thing we said about their where their numbers were, that we're like I said, what they're trying to achieve of the 2% reduction, they're gone beyond that in most categories, so they're going to have a hard job keeping up with us because everything is looking a lot better.
Councilor Johnson?
I just want to add to the open session that not to forget that there is one tonight in North Queens at the Hub, and for all those who want to venture for the half hour drive, from what I understand, the information that was shared, it's well worth your evening to attend.
Thank you, Councilor Johnson. Any other councilors? Okay, we'll move on to the next information report, which is 14.2, Bylaw Enforcement Officers Monthly Report. Any comments or questions of councilors on that? Councilor Frelick?
I just wanted to thank everyone for the illegal dumping photos that are on the website, on our Facebook page. And I think it's really important to show that there is actual commitment on our part and that this is actually happening in our community. And it kind of puts not a name to the problem, but it showcases that it's still happening and we're serious about preventing it. And those posts have got a lot of shares and a little bit of shock that this is still happening to such a degree. So thank you for doing that and to continue to do that. So.
Councilor Fisk?
Just want to also mention in my area there was two major cleanups with disposable items in two areas in which our bylaw enforcement officer worked on it very quickly and solved the problem. I think it's great that we're showing the community that we are trying.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, we'll move on to 14.3, Building Inspector's Monthly Report. Any comments or questions? Good to go on that one. Under 15.0 Other, I wanted to remind everybody that there will be a announcement at Queens Place Amira Center today at 12:15. There will be an announcement on an event to occur in Queens Place, and everyone's invited to come. Bring your friends. Ask them to bring their friends. We'd like to have a big tournament. At this point, that is the end of the open council agenda that I have, so I would entertain a motion to go in camera. Councilor Muse, seconded by Councilor Kelly. Ready for questions? All those in favor? Thank you very much.